The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We are at an event, and this big dude comes up to Automatic and calls him a clown, and I thought it was about to be on site. Welcome to Wednesday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
You're giving me way too much credit. DJ Automatic.
Okay, Dana Cortez, a.k.a. Beth from Yellowstone. You wanted your husband? You wanted a good old bar bro
Let's
down?
Go.
Hold on. What do you mean, so, a big
hold
guy?
Hold on. Let me tell you what happened.
A big guy approached you, Automatic?
Okay,
what?
So there's an older Chicano guy, you know, when they come, he goes, bro, you're a clown. And you know, sometimes like older dudes like that, they'll say that.
Oh,
and I was
God,
like,
I just imagine this guy smelled like Tres Flores.
He might have. But I was like, oh, is this dude like trying to like start something?
Uh-huh.
But in all reality, he was calling me a clown as a compliment because he loves this show and he thinks we're hilarious. He loves two dudes.
Yeah. He said, you and your husband and Anthony, yeah, you have me and my wife rolling. You know, you guys are so funny. So he meant it.
Damn.
As a compliment for all.
But you know what I'm talking about, though.
No mamas, bro. No, dog. No, dog. Not, life's not a prison yard, vato. You're from New Mexico too much, dog.
For real?
You know that somebody sometimes will come up to you and be like, you're a clown, bro.
Dude, I'm a comedian, dude, so I love it, bro. When I get the highest compliment I could get from cholos is this f***er's funny, you know? So listen, bro.
You're a clown, bro. Yeah. In reality, though, he was a fan. His wife was a fan. And it was so exciting to meet so many wonderful people. That's one of my favorite things to do is to go out and talk to people. Being in the studio is funny, cool. But no, it's not. It's way better out there with the people. All right, misunderstandings happen. Luckily, we got this one, and we resolved everything. It was all good.
Okay. Now, it wasn't on site, right?
It wasn't on site.
You sound like a school mediator. Chill, bro.
I know.
Just calm down.
It was all good. National Day Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick this one off with Susan B. Anthony Day.
Hey, shout out to, didn't she do some of the flag? Didn't she sew the flag or something?
Yeah, something like that. But she's also just a champion for women's rights, too, and equal pay. And, you know, hey, shout out to Susan B. Anthony. We also have National Gumdrop Day, so if the candy wasn't enough yesterday, get a gumdrop.
Shout
in your
out
mouth.
To the Jujus and the Dots.
Yeah, ooh. Automatic would know the names of gumdrops. I don't know any gumdrops. Not a fan.
And today's the day you hold your own hand, yo. It is National Singles Awareness Day.
Well, you were aware you were single yesterday.
What is it about couples just throwing their love? And look at what he gave me, and look at where we're going, and it's. Is that unhealthy for our single friends?
No, it's unhealthy for the people who are portraying themselves to be in a happier relationship than which they are in.
Have you ever done that, Anthony A?
No, bro.
No, you've never done that?
Well, no, we all do. We all do. That's what Instagram and that's what all the social media is about. It's like, you know, everything's peachy.
Your best
on the,
life.
Everything's peachy
Living
on the gram.
Living your best life. Well, yeah. I want to say thank you to DJ Automatic for my beautiful roses that you got me yesterday.
What else did I get you?
Oh, he finally bought the Christmas perfume.
Damn, dude. I thought you could give that.
I literally had to lean over in bed on Saturday morning. I was like, this is the one, right?
He had to ask me for my own present. Anyway.
I thought it was going
to
be the white chocolate D.
That was later.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Think about walking with your boyfriend and how safe you feel. That's how when I walk with DJ Automatic, I feel like nothing in the world could ever happen to me. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, that's not always the way it goes. Right?
It is not.
And today's crazy crimes of passion, we're going to talk about Holly Dunn, the only known survivor of the railway killer. His name is Angel Resendez. I'm going to let Holly describe how that evening began.
In 1997, I was just going into my junior year at the University of Kentucky. I had a boyfriend. Chris was a big teddy bear. He was just a great guy.
You can hear her kind of choking up because of what happened. She goes on to describe, you know, them just enjoying themselves when they were approached by Angel Resendez.
Chris and I were sitting along the grass that's beside the tracks, and a man comes out from behind an electrical box and he said, do you have any money? We tell him we're poor college kids and we don't have any money. And that's when I saw the weapon. It looked like an ice pick.
She tells the interviewer that Chris kind of whispered to her, do we fight? What do we do? And she's like, no, just do what he says because you don't want to die, right? And so here she is describing.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, somebody has an ice pick.
Hindsight is 2020.
Yeah, but if somebody has an ice pick, they're going to use it.
He's the kind of guy, remember.
Here's the rest of Holly's description of that evening.
He made Chris get down on his knees and started going through Chris's backpack. I thought he was looking for money. But really what he was doing was tying up Chris's hands behind his back with his backpack. He pulled Chris into the grass beside the tracks. I remember him ripping a shirt and he tied up my legs, he tied up Chris's legs, and then he made gags for us. I just remember our attacker carrying this really heavy rock. It was like so heavy that he was having to like kind of hold it like a baby. And I just remember him coming over to Chris and he just dropped it on his head. I heard Chris gurgling. Now I know that what I heard was actually a death rattle. It was his last breath.
So again, I think of myself walking with my husband thinking we're safe, and you hear this is happening, and now you know that his anger is going to be turned on you, and there's no one there to protect you.
I'm just going to say right now, though, I would never, ever stop for somebody like this and have
I get it, but you don't.
Hindsight
is
2020. I know.
You don't know if you're not in the situation. This is not their fault.
For the sake of the story, can my boyfriend be a little muscular, too? I would envision myself
Chris
walking.
Chris was 6'3".
Okay. Man,
he was a big dude.
Damn.
Here's Holly continuing the story.
After he'd killed Chris, I felt afraid for my life. And then he climbed on top of me, and I knew at that moment he was going to rape me. I tried to kick him, I tried to punch him, and he stabs me in my neck. And he said, "Look how easily I could kill you."
All I know is that, yes, we're all like, I would fight, I would do this. You don't know what you would do in this situation, because you know what kicks in? Your instinct to live. Anything to just survive this situation. So how did she get away from this serial killer?
After he had raped me, he hit me. My mind completely blacked out. I was hit maybe 5 or 6 times in my face. And then I think he hit me 5 or 6 times in the back of my head when I turned over. I do think he thought I was dead.
So she was face down, so yes. He didn't check her breathing.
Yes. Well, I think she was probably not breathing very well either at this point. You're hitting the face 5 times and in the back of the head with that giant rock.
Man.
He left her for dead. I mean, he killed more than that authorities know of, 14 people. So how did he get caught? He was one of the FBI's most wanted. There was a $125,000 reward, and his family decided to turn him in, and he surrendered voluntarily. Listen to the officers.
The surrender was voluntary and is something that he did on his own, and it was also the wishes of his family.
He was married. He had a wife. He was gifting her the trophies. You know how serial killers keep things from people? And when they found out that it was him, they made him turn himself in. He was charged in a court in Texas and sentenced to death.
Mr. Resendez, do you please rise? Rule the jury found the defendant Angel Macarino Resendez guilty of capital murder as charged in the indictment.
So did they take care of this guy? Did they execute him?
He was executed June 27th, 2006 in a Texas prison, Huntsville. His final statement, he said, "I deserve what I'm getting." And while he was being executed, he looked at all of the families of the victims and he asked for forgiveness and for the Lord to forgive him for allowing the devil to deceive him.
Oh, nah, bro.
He had his day.
Burning hell.
He had his day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, the joy of motherhood. This mother of 7 just gave birth successfully to premature quintuplets.
What?
5 more babies in one birth.
So she's got 12 kids now?
Like that.
She just put out a whole starting 5.
No, she put out an NFL team.
2 boys and 3 girls were born through cesarean section, and everyone at the university hospital where they were born cheered because they're all healthy and happy. The mother, however, she probably cheered, but at the same time, she's like, please watch my kids at least one more night.
I'm sure her husband cheered for the cesarean too.
So she says that she felt very calm during the birth. She's 37 years old, and that it went very well, much better than she had expected.
What's a cesarean? Is my question.
When they cut the belly open to take the babies out.
Oh, similar to like a C-section?
That's a C-section.
Cesarean.
Oh, learn something new every day. There you go.
If I was pregnant with 5 babies, I'd ask for a C-section too. please.
Well, hopefully one of these 7,600 nurses did not deliver one of those 5 babies.
Why?
All right, because a South Florida nursing school sold over 7,600 fake diplomas to people who were interested and struggling with nursing school. All right, so there was 3 schools combined in this scam here in Florida. We have the Siena College of Health, Palm Beach School of Nursing, and Sacred Health International Institute.
They gave 7,600 fake diplomas to nurses?
Yes, and these nurses went on to go get jobs in Ohio, New York, New Jersey, Georgia, Maryland, and Texas. Now, the 2 dozen people behind this scam are facing up to 20 years prison.
Of all the things to pull a scam on, don't scam me on my nurse.
Please,
don't. Well, think about the nurses who are like, yo, I can't pass nursing school, so I'm going to do this, doc.
Healthcare's already a scam. We don't need more of this.
Oh, bar.
Well, maybe this guy had one of these nurses. I need to play this clip.
For 15 years, I tried every diet, all the exercise fads. I even had an inflatable balloon inserted into my stomach. And every time I failed, just got fatter. This time, I decided to do something different.
So what did Brian O'Keefe do? He quit his job, moved to a small village in Spain, cut off all communication with his family and friends, and after 7 months of working out 5 hours a day, he lost 140 pounds.
Wow.
The best part about it is he made a TikTok of him going back to his hometown to show everybody how he looks now. And everyone is completely shocked by his transformation. He lost 140 pounds.
Oh my gosh, automatic. I saw this on TikTok. He explained being in Spain in that little village, there was no junk food. He had to eat natural food from the earth.
So you're saying my only hope is to move to a village in Spain in the middle of nowhere?
Or the Fat Club on Mondays.
Let's go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Everyone deals with low energy from time to time. I've got 5 ways for you to pick that energy back up in case you missed it. New study from Harvard University. I always go last, though, so DJ Automatic.
In case you missed it, Fabuloso. You know the stuff we use to clean our floors and toilets?
Yeah, the purple stuff that smells amazing.
They're recalling nearly 5 million bottles of the multi-purpose cleaner for potential bacterial infection. So that means I can't eat off the floor or the toilet anymore.
Damn.
You mean the dogs, not you.
No, but why do we care about bacterial infection on something we use?
Because your feet, you're spreading it around.
And your cheeks, too, I guess.
You know, think about it. When you sit on the floor, your pets... That's just gross. How do bacteria get inside the Fabuloso? That's
what I'm trying to figure out. But you can go to Fabuloso.com for more information.
You know who's dancing around in the kitchen about this?
What?
Mr. Clean.
Anthony.
He's like, yeah,
he's
buddy.
Flexing on him.
Yeah, he's learning Spanish right now to get in all the Latino households.
He's already got that bald head.
He's like, what's
throw
up,
throw some
ladies?
High socks on him. You can take Fabuloso on top.
All right. In case you missed it, a study revealed that heavier dogs are less aggressive.
You think?
A study
fat dog ain't getting up.
Well, here, a study provided by template.com says that for every 2 pounds, a dog's aggression decreases. But for smaller dogs, especially with short snouts like bulldogs, pugs, and Boston Terriers, they're found to be more aggressive.
No wonder our girl dog is so chill. She wouldn't hurt a fly. She's so thick that our good friend Oh Jesus came to the house, automatic loaned him some speakers, and he looks down and he goes, dang, she kind of thick.
she's a good girl.
She looks like she's a husky, but she looks like a corgi.
Ew.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I look at your dog.
Don't talk about my dog like that. She likes her treats.
Every time, that's how I look at your dog like, damn, this dog loves wet dog food. You have been tackling the cans, haven't you?
All right, in case you missed it, low energy can be a thing from time to time. But according to research from Harvard University, here's how you can improve your energy levels. Number 5, drink more water. Because a lot of times when you're dehydrated, you feel tired. Number 4, move your body throughout the day. We have become very sedentary human beings. We just sit. We don't move. Our jobs require us to sit. Sometimes you're driving. There's somebody listening right now like, I'm tired. In the truck, driving
I'm a
the
stretcher.
Truck or something.
I'll be stretching
stretch
everywhere.
Is good.
Yeah, I go outside the studio and stretch.
Anthony was outside the other day. Automatic came in and said, I don't know what Anthony's doing down there.
Oh, yeah. They're out there hitting the standing tree pose.
Over there doing
warrior.
Yoga.
Yeah.
I was like, I think something might be wrong with it. All right. Number 3, practice good sleep hygiene. Make sure your sheets are clean, your body's clean, and establish a routine. Even if you, quote, don't feel tired, lay down in bed. Chances are you're going to fall asleep.
Why are you looking at me?
Because I know you, husband.
I can't just sit there.
It's
I can't. With my thoughts, it just drives me crazy.
Number 2.
Man, I don't want to open up a therapy conversation, but I don't know how to manage.
I forgot. Anthony's in therapy.
Yeah.
All right. Number 2, limit the amount of caffeine you consume. Try not to drink any or have any caffeine after noon. And then number 1, identify ways to cope with stress and practice them. There, Anthony's out in the parking lot doing yoga.
And going to therapy.
Yep.
I just consume natural herbal remedies.
There you go. All right. You want the list? Hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Billboard magazine is naming the top rappers and a woman made the cut. Who is she? I'll tell you right now, this story and more Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, celebrity birthdays first and.
We got Birdman celebrating his birthday and Megan Thee Stallion celebrating a birthday as well.
All right. So Lil Nas X and Zed have been fighting to keep this lawsuit out of court. But I guess after seeing photos and whatnot, the judge says, nah, you guys are bad. They had a big party at a Hollywood Hills mansion, April of 2022. And it looks like $250,000 worth of damage happened to this house. What kind of party is happening? That reminds me of that. What's that movie? Is it Project X?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's what happened at this party. Real life. Too bad we weren't invited. All right, now we're going to talk about one of my new favorite up-and-coming rappers. Her name is Glorilla. She's one of the new artists who performed at the Grammy's 50th hip-hop celebration. Love her. She's revealing how her selfie with Drake came about.
That was a Lil Baby concert in Atlanta. His birthday bash, I want to say. Drake already he already texted me telling me congratulations before. And so he was like, I'm be going to this club and stuff. So I was just like, all right, we're going to be there. We're going to turn up. And so it was just we were drinking. You know, Drake, he daddy from Memphis.
Would you work with him? Have you thought about working with Drake?
Of course. I can't wait to work with a big artist like him. Like, he the GOAT.
Glorilla, one of the many out of Memphis. Like, we got Moneybag Yo coming out of Memphis.
3-6 Mafia.
Yeah. Be sure and check our conversation with her. Yep. Be sure and check our conversation with her. YouTube, Dana Cortez Show. Our channel's free. All right. And then finally, Nicki Minaj is listed as one of the best rappers, period.
Oh.
They got Jay-Z, Kendrick, Nas, Tupac, Eminem, Biggie, Lil Wayne, Snoop. This is Billboard's list. Worst noted product. I always say that I hate that she gets left off because she is a rapper.
Hold on. She can rap. 50 greatest of all time. I love Snow, but we're talking 50 greatest of all time.
You mentioned Kendrick Lamar's. You mentioned like people who are filling stadiums and arenas. She does theaters, respectfully.
It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with that. It's about rapping. Tech N9ne.
Well, this list obviously is different than what you're talking about because they must be talking about influence. And
you have to count like chart toppings and things like that, too. Like, they've been on the charts.
I mean, they've got Jadakiss at number like 48 or something like that, and then they have Lil' Kim above him. Lil' Kim didn't even write her raps. Biggie wrote all her raps.
Doesn't matter about writing. Does that matter, really, when it comes to being able to rap?
I want my favorite rapper to write their own rhymes, okay? Sorry.
Yeah, and I guess Dr. Dre is out because he didn't write his own records. And neither did Diddy. They still got checks.
Diddy didn't make the list, though, either.
He's also not
one of the greatest producers of all time.
All right, we'll have to have this conversation another day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There is a chain restaurant that's making some serious changes. And actually, when I heard about it, we ate there last week for the first time in a long time. Okay, so that's food news. Time for hottest hashtags on your Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Nugget.
This is a very serious hashtag. We're starting with another mass shooting, this time at Michigan State University. Thanks to Recount for this interview of a student who was in the room when the shooter entered.
I was in Berkey Hall, and at about 8:15, heard a gunshot go off right outside of our classroom door. I was sitting in the seat right in front of the door, and thank God that my fight or flight response kicked in, because right after that first shot, I booked it to the far corner of the class. Right when I got there, that's when he came in and let off 3 or 4 more shots. 2 kids got shot and killed in the classroom that I was in.
We do have an update from the New York Times. 3 killed, 5 injured, and nothing done. Nothing changes. There is a serious problem. And I keep saying this, but I feel like this might be controversial. I feel like America's just used to it. It's just another mass shooting. It's no big deal. And we move on. I can't believe that we're here.
I mean, I feel as if the only thing we could do at this point is to just lead with love. And
that's the best we can do right now. I agree. All right. We're moving on to food news now. Last week, first time I've eaten at Subway in a very long time. And it's because of this news. That's why I wanted to share it with you. Subway switched things up. They're doing away with pre-sliced meats. Everything is fresh. They're using a deli slicer, fresh cold cuts. The move is part of their, quote, transformation journey to increase quality, end quote. And it was good.
Weren't they always the fresh maker or something
like
that?
They were, but I guess I don't know what went wrong.
My homie in high school, you know, he worked at Subway, and I would like to address him as a sandwich artist.
There you go.
I think we need to bring that back. You know what I'm saying?
Uplift people. What else they need to bring back is that chicken plank thing that they used to have.
That because chicken plank was like frozen. They're not doing that anymore.
It was delicious, and they don't have it anymore.
Automatic likes the fake meat, okay? I loved it, so I feel like Subway's back. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Gumdrop Day. Mm. Anybody like those? No.
I do. I'm a fan of dots. I'll get one.
Automatic, you will put a spoonful of sugar in your mouth if there's a sugar ball
in front of you. Yeah, but if I'm at the movie theater, I will buy dots.
All right, yeah, we got to shout out a great American. It's National Susan B. Anthony Day as well.
Salute.
And you know what? We said it earlier, but let's wrap it up on again because they need more of it. It's Single Awareness Day. Yeah. Single Awareness Day. You need another reminder that you're single. This is it.
Yesterday wasn't enough. Here's one more kick in the teeth.
My text messages are so dry. The only notification I get is from my microwave, dog.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with being single. There's nothing wrong with not having kids. Love yourself. Go out with your friends. Enjoy yourself tonight. It's your day. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should be sad about that.
Take the moment to pleasure. I mean, yourself. Like,
no one else is going to do it for you.
Automatic, you're a fool for that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So we're a few days removed from the iconic Rihanna concert that was in the middle of a football game. And
okay.
Some people have their thoughts and some people want to predict who's going to be performing next year. So we're going to throw our two cents in on this. I was welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. DJ Automatic, you are a international DJ, a professional NBA DJ. You are around a lot of big productions. You know a show, my friend.
I known a couple guys to put on the Super Bowl.
There you go. Oh, what? Hold on. I didn't have to flex like that. That was crazy. You knew a couple guys who put on the Super Bowl?
Yeah, some of the guys.
Vince Lombardi? What are you talking about, bro?
No, this dude, Gene.
Okay.
He's like a behind the sound of light.
Gene? You just made that name up? Come
no,
on.
His name's Gene Morrell.
Okay. I don't know.
I'll show you him on Instagram.
Don't show me. I don't want to see your Instagram, bro. All right, back to this. All right. In your opinion, what is the Rihanna performance? Was it up there with Prince and Beyonce and Bruno Mars? Or where are you placing this one at?
I think she killed it, especially being pregnant.
Oh, yes.
One thing I appreciated was the fact that she actually, you know, like I felt like all the dancers looked like little sperm. And that was like her way of like saying to the world, hey, this is my baby. I did see a funny meme.
Yeah, one that's like, yo, the Rihanna's unborn child made it to the Super Bowl before the Cowboys.
Oh, I did see that one too. That was funny. But the one I really appreciated was I kept waiting for the football to explode so we could know the gender of the baby.
Oh, nice, dude. Shout out to Rihanna for turning the halftime show into the biggest gender reveal there was.
Exactly.
All right, now, who do you think should be on the halftime show next year?
Well, we got, you know, Dre and 50 Cent and all those guys two years ago, and then we got Rihanna this year, so we're definitely getting country or something like that.
Oh, you thinking like Taylor Swift or...
T-Swizzle could
be... T-Swizzle shutting down the Super Bowl, dude? I'm
or maybe Chris Stapleton.
Oh, now, it's Chris Stapleton. He might be America's favorite American.
Oh, he's...
I don't know one person who does not like him. It doesn't matter. Brown, white, black, whatever you are, everybody loves Chris Stapleton.
He's just good. That's all there is to him. He's like Bruno Mars. He's just good.
Dude, and he partakes in the giggle gas, too, which I love even more about
him. Do you know who else could be the next year's Super Bowl? Is Kane Brown.
All right.
I'm definitely feeling there's going to be a country vibe.
I want to see some guest appearances.
I don't even really love country music, and I like Chris Stapleton.
I want to see some guest appearances. I wouldn't mind, you know.
He'll bring out a rapper for sure.
Yes, dude. Oh, who would be the perfect rapper? If he brought out 3-6 Mafia or Moneybag Yo, I'm just dreaming too much now. All right, let us know. Who do you want to see on the big game next year at halftime? At Anthony A. Comedy, at DJ Automatic.
Hold on, you didn't give us your take on Rihanna's performance.
I was surrounded by a lot of, you know, God's good greens and some pretty women, so that Rihanna show was everything for me. Now, if I was with like a lot of my other dogs watching it with my bros and stuff and eating wings, yeah, I would not have liked it. But that's not my situation, player. Let us know what you think about Rihanna's performance and who do you want to see next year at the big game? At Anthony A. Comedy, at DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.